So we'll get to our promised discussion of some disturbing news about the prevalence of math anxiety among some really young people in just a moment. But first, consider the anxiety on the Korean Peninsula. For the first time, North Korea has threatened to launch a preemptive nuclear strike against the U.S. and South Korea. It's also declared the 1953 armistice that stopped the Korean War null and void, threatening to turn Washington and Seoul into, quote, a sea of flames, as the U.N. Security Council is about, once again, to consider new sanctions against that country in response to recent missile and nuclear tests. Charles Armstrong is director of the Center for Korean Research at Columbia University. Charles, welcome to the program.
Nice to be with you.
So is this just idle rhetoric, or is something really shifting here?
Well, we've heard this rhetoric about Sea of Flames many times before, going back almost 20 years to 1994, the first time there was talk of UN sanctions for North Korea's nuclear program. They said they would turn Seoul into a sea of fire. Now they've upped the ante to include Washington, so that's a bit of a difference there. But I don't think there's, first of all, the capacity to actually launch a nuclear missile anywhere, as far as we know. And second, the North Koreans realized that that would be suicidal, so I don't think they're actually going to do that. I'd be a little more concerned about the rhetoric about the Korean War armistice, because the last time North Korea talked about this, it was in November 2010, and they lobbed some artillery shells on the South Korean island of Yeongpyeong and killed four South Koreans. So I think that the possibility of small-scale military action is real and should be of great concern to all of us.
And so that leads us to this notion of anxiety on the Korean Peninsula. How are people in the South taking this, do you think?
Well, they're used to belligerent rhetoric from North Korea, to be sure. This is they've lived with this for many decades. But we have a new president, a woman for the first time in South Korea's history who's untested. There's a lot of feeling in South Korea that they need to really stand up to the North now. And in the shelling I mentioned in 2010, there were many critics who said South Korea should have taken more forceful action if there was a provocation from the North. So I think there is a danger that if there is some kind of provocation from the North, it could escalate.
Or even there could be a preemptive strike on the part of the South against the North because of some of the sort of hair trigger ideas that you mentioned just there.
Yes, that's right. Seoul is 30 miles south of the DMZ with North Korea, and both sides are on a hair trigger alert. It could be a very dangerous situation if one side decide to launch a preemptive strike against the other.
So two things to consider: the supposed cancellation of the 1953 armistice that stopped the Korean War, and this increased rhetoric, although it's been repeated in the past, of a preemptive nuclear strike against the U.S. and South Korea. Charles Armstrong, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Charles Armstrong is director of the Center for Korean Research at Columbia University.